Good morning. 7:20 a.m. on Saturday, September the 12th, 2015. Okay, I think I got all that right. 7:20 a.m. Yeah, I left at 7 o'clock this morning because I didn't get up until well past 6, and I wanted to at least have one cup of coffee in me before I came out here. And I did, so here I am. And since I didn't get out yesterday, I figured I better get out today. Today, tomorrow, Monday. So the yesterday was a mess because of homecoming. The homecoming bell schedule meant that the kid went in late but got out early. So my morning was shot down with taxi duty, and then the afternoon got just sort of messed up, and I'm not exactly sure how or why. I've got this I do actually know, because yesterday I finished the pass of edits for From Ashes Born, and I wanted to sort of think about some of the suggestions that Karen Conlon sent me. A couple of them were like, but particularly where I want this book to be accessible to new readers, things like hand waving CPJCT without actually spelling out what CPJCT is. Yeah, it made a certain amount of sense. VOQ, which is Visiting Officer's Quarter. Nobody on a base would actually call it Visiting Officer's Quarter. They'd all call it VOQ. But for a reader who's not got the military background to understand VOQ is Visiting Officer's Quarters, okay. Yeah, I sort of have to hold my nose on that one. There was one seafaring phrase that really got to her, which was a clipper with a bone in her teeth. It was a sailing clipper. And the bone in her teeth. Now, this is a phrase I grew up with. This is a phrase that was still is, as far as I know, common knowledge. But I grew up on the coast, or near enough. So a ship with a bone in her teeth is plowing along, shoulders down. A ship with the shoulders down is loaded up, and so she's down low, riding low in the water. Bone her teeth and shoulders down. Bone her teeth is the rolling white water wave that comes from a ship that's cruising along, and they'll put up a bow wake, and it foams white. So particularly for larger vessels, cargo vessels, sailing vessels, bone their teeth means they're cruising right along. They've got white water at their bow. Looks sort of like a bone in the front and the teeth of the ship. So I had to think about that. And I ultimately left it. Not sure I should have, but I left it because I needed it. I needed it for setting. So yeah, I'm sure some people are going to be confused about it. Maybe I'll have to do something like get a picture of a ship with a bone in their teeth, put it on my website so people can find it. But pretty much any painting of any old clipper ship, with some exceptions, but if they're under full sail and they're cruising along, the bone in the teeth is pretty evident. It's right there at the front. So yeah, I haven't gotten. I wrote like 6 words this morning. And then I wrote like 20 words and erased them, then wrote 6 new ones. I'm probably going to go home and erase those. I'll find this story. I swear I will find this story. I don't have cover art yet. When I get some cover art, I'll get some mock-ups of the covers from cover artists. I hope this week, this coming week, it was supposed to be last week. But I am going to make sure that I get this book as correct as possible and put it out in October. I'm hoping for October 1. That would be great if I could release a book first day of October. Excuse me. That'll give me October, November. And then I'll start seeing the income from it in December. It's chilly this morning. I'm wearing a fleece shirt underneath my heavy denim one. And it's still chilly. My fingers are cold. My nose is cold. It's definitely fall morning. I think the Highlands Festival started in Estes Park today, I think. I think Dave Robison and his wife Terry are up there. And we'll be having dinner with them. Tuesday night, I think, the 15th, with Brian Humphrey and Dave and Terry. It'll be good to get together with the old gang. That's going to be irritating. The truck just drove by with a U-Haul trailer. The trailer has one of those roll-up doors in the back. And every time they hit a seam in the road, the door ka-chunked. Ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. I get old fast if you're going distance. Cheap, 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 cheap. Yeah, it's coming to be fall. The look, there's some leaves training already right there. I'll be darned. Lots of bird action. Lots of migrating birds. I think they're migrating. They're at least getting ready to migrate. They're flocking up a little bit. I saw a whole clutch of vultures, turkey vultures. Well, vultures. I don't know that they were turkey vultures, but I saw a whole bunch of them anyway. And they were, there was like a dozen of them. Soaring. The other day, that was pretty classy. That was pretty sharp. They're big birds. They're really big birds. You haven't seen one. They're very big birds. Monk post. And this morning I saw some flickers hanging out on a chimney that was starting out the walk. They like to get up on the metal caps and then bang on them. I assume it's for territorial purposes, but there were three of them chasing each other around this one cap, so it was kind of cool. This dog checking me out. So I'm reading, let me talk about what I'm reading since I don't seem to be talking about what I'm writing. I'm thinking about what I'm writing. I'm thinking about where is the entry point for this story? And that's my problem. I haven't found the entry point of the story yet. So I'm just sort of... Find it. I'll find it. You gotta find it soon. Today's the 12th. If I'm gonna get 100,000 words by the end of the month, I gotta get Kirk in here. But I'm reading the fourth book in Michael Wallace's Starship Blackbeard series. I know he's gonna cliffhanger me at the end. I don't care. It's a good story. I've had some feedback that people think that this is completely crazy, that this is, you know, characters acting completely out of character. And there's a certain truth to that. There is a certain truth to it. This lifelong son of royalty, son of nobility of this universe, and he rebels. He doesn't rebel so much as his officers put him in a position where he's labeled rebel. And then as time goes on, they come to find out that, yeah, he's not really unjustified in this. He's still a pirate if they catch him, they'll hang him. There's a certain amount of swash and buckle hand waving that happens here in addition to the normal sorts of, oh yeah, we have grav plates. I mean, there are certain tropes, there are certain things that occur, that happen. And yeah, I get it. Really? Is this something this guy would do? The answer is, well, no, maybe not. But if we accept the conceit that he did, I've enjoyed the books. I can understand where some people who would say, no, this is the kind of space opera that I wrote Quarter Share to rebut. And it is. It is. It is exactly the kind of story that I wrote Quarter Share to be an answer to. It doesn't mean I don't enjoy it. But Now there's something else too. So let's go. I went ahead and grabbed a sample of that one book that Douglas Daniel. The guy who cliffhangered me on the Divine Lotus series. I'm so pissed about that. But I want to find out what happens in the story. Not because of the cliffhanger, but in spite of the cliffhanger. What else did I pick up? I picked up something else. I picked up a bunch of books that people have recommended to me. Oh, I know what it was. It was book two of the Rookie Privateer series. It's a novella. I hate novellas. I hate novellas. I don't like to read them. I don't like to write them. But I bought it just because I got to have book two before I can go on to book three. And I was intrigued enough by book one that I want to see what happens in book three. So, tedious. If you're going to write a series of the same kind of book. Breaking this up is like, from a marketing standpoint, this is a disaster. This is ridiculous. Because I really, really don't like novellas. I don't like short stories. I don't like reading them. I don't like writing them. I don't like anything about them. So I feel sort of like I've been forced into buying a book I don't, in a form I don't like, a story in a form that I don't like, just because the story is compelling enough that I'm being forced to buy it. And that just irks me. If this was a series of novellas, I never would have gotten into it. Never would have started book one. If book one had been a novella, I would have never gotten it. I'd never be there. Book two is a novella. Book three is a novel. Oh, damn it. The sample was slow. I bet it loses a lot of readers between book one and book three. Because the sample in book two was... Oh, yeah. But I bought it anyway. $2.99. And then when I realized I'd buy a novella I didn't want because it's only $2.99 and I want to know the story, I realized that being pissed at Douglas Daniel about the hanger at book two a week later, it's like, I'm pissed because I feel like he's cheating me to make me buy the next book. Instead of having the confidence in his own work, instead of putting his work out and letting it stand on its own two feet, he's playing this stupid cliffhanger game. Irks me. Irked me when Brian Gamblin did it. I had words with Brand. It's interesting. It's resulted in some interesting storytelling. I think he's got an interesting take on how he's going to handle that cliff. Yard today too. It's soaked. It is soggy. Ah, well. Enough whining and cheesing. I gotta get some breakfast. I gotta get some more coffee. I gotta get some more words written. Words today would be good. I have to deal with the homecoming dance tonight. So I'll be up late. Ah, well. I can do it. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.